The wave of U.S. dollar selling has resumed on Tuesday, this after we had seen the market pause for a breather on Monday. Hawkish Fed speak had been behind a lot of that Monday move, but into Tuesday, it's right back to selling the U.S. dollar. In fact, the U.S. dollar index is at its lowest levels in 3 months. It seems offsetting more dovish sounding speak from Fed Brainard has helped to get the dollar selling again. This after the central banker said that the rate rise pace could slow down soon. Earlier today, there was some softer data out of China, but this hasn't done much to factor into price action with U.S. equity futures pointing a little north. Earlier today, we also got a batch of economic data out of Europe. UK employment data showed that average earnings, excluding bonuses, rose to 5.7% year over year, but real earnings remained deeply negative as total real pay dropped 2.6% year over year. Elsewhere, we got a significant improvement in the German ZEW reads, which may have helped to give the euro a little more pop. The euro has actually traded back to the 200-day moving average, and it'll be interesting to see if we get renewed selling here. Looking ahead, we will be most focused on the U.S. producer prices print to see how that comes in relative to expectation. If it's hot, it will likely open risk-off flow and dollar demand. If not, we could see more demand for stocks and more selling of the U.S. dollar. We also get Fed speak and ECB speak, Canada manufacturing sales, New York Empire State manufacturing, and the New Zealand GDT auction. That's all for now.